In May, several tornadoes touched down in Connecticut, destroying homes, uprooting trees, and knocking out power to thousands of customers. The tornadoes also devastated several state parks, and they're now closed while crews clean up. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill visited one such park, Sleeping Giant in Hamden, to survey the damage.
I'm walking through what used to be Sleeping Giant's picnic area. Pine trees are everywhere, uprooted and scattered like giant toothpicks. There are picnic tables flipped sideways, pinned in place by trees that fell like dominoes. Cooking grills are twisted, square frames wrapped like molten metal around sheared-off trunks.
What's striking to me is just the unbelievably high number of trees that were just certainly sheared off halfway up.
Tom Tyler is the director of Connecticut State Parks.
Just indicating the tremendous forces that were at play here to snap these big pine trees like they were twigs.
On May 15th, four tornadoes touched down in Connecticut. The National Weather Service says Hamden was one of six towns that got hit. It suffered about $2 million in public property damage, six homes were destroyed, and statewide, the storm killed two people. As we stand by Sleeping Giant's main entrance, Tom Tyler says clearing up damage to the park will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
As you look around, there's in this central area of the park, it's about a 7-acre area, there really isn't almost a single tree that isn't undamaged. So all of the fully downed trees will have to be removed, and the ones that are standing and sheared off, they'll have to be removed as well.
To help offset the cleanup cost, the state has formally requested the Federal Emergency Management Agency conduct damage assessments next week. Tyler is hopeful FEMA will help the state recoup some recovery costs, but it's a long process. Meanwhile, he says cleanup needs to move forward. Contractors with heavy machinery will be on site next week conducting logging and excavation work.
Because what we're going to need to do is basically remove all the root systems for these trees to be able to kind of start over here.
Then the focus will turn to removing more than 150 trees that are scattered across the park's main trail.
We're optimistic that we'll be able to have folks in here before the fall. The caveat that comes with that is we don't know yet.
What people in town do know is that the park will change. Kurt Bolzano Lang is Hamden's mayor.
It did so much damage that it was actually hard for me to recall what it looked like standing in front of the park before.
Lang says Sleeping Giant is a symbol of Hamden. The rolling hill cluster, which looks like a stone man in repose, is even on the town seal. Native American legend says the temperamental giant was lulled to sleep by the entity Kaiton. In the Quinnipiac tradition, the deal was sealed by a pile of oysters sprinkled with magic sleeping powder. Julie Holton is with the Sleeping Giant Park Association, a volunteer group that helps protect and expand the park.
Our Habamak, who is the name of the Sleeping Giant, he will endure. He will be there. But he will be, in some places, wearing a very different set of clothing.
Holton says after the storm, she cried when she saw damage to the park.
The people I've talked to who have worked at the Giant for these years, all of the manly men, got tears in their eyes.
Holton says until her group gets the go-ahead from the state, they're staying out of the park. But the hope is to eventually get back in there with chainsaws and help clear off smaller trails. State Park Director Tom Tyler says the state will need all the help it can get, especially with the scattershot nature of the tornado damage.
You'll see these little pockets of some pretty intense damage, and then long, long stretches where you see no impacts to the storm at all, and then you'll come out onto Route 5 in Wallingford at Wharton Brook State Park, and again, there's an area there that is just complete devastation again.
Like Sleeping Giant, Wharton Brook State Park remains closed. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.